0818-715-815.
Hello, good afternoon. You're very welcome to Liveline. 0818-715-815. WhatsApp us on 087-184-3709. Email joe@rte.ie or text us on 51551. Cullum O'Mungine here today. Michelle Woods, good afternoon to you.
Hey, Cullum, how are you?
Not too bad. Take us back to Wednesday morning. What was the atmosphere like in your house?
Oh, the excitement was unreal. The days had been counted down for the last couple of weeks. My daughter and my niece were going to see Abby Lee Miller in Clontarf in the Irish Wheelchair Association. They were just over the moon and couldn't wait.
Right, and who is Abby Lee Miller and how did your daughter and your niece know who she was?
She's an American TV personality. She runs a dance company in America that teaches children of all ages dance. She's had a few famous kids participate in music videos and all that jazz throughout the years. So it was a big deal for them.
And she's a pretty tough cookie on the TV show.
In
her own words, she says, "Everybody knows me for being tough and mean and yelling at little kids."
Yeah.
And so what did your daughter and your niece make of her when they saw her on telly? What did they make of the whole show?
Oh, well, they loved it. They knew she's a tough cookie while teaching dance. She's hard enough on the girls. But they loved the dance aspect of it. They loved the different dance that she taught. And some other teachers taught, they just loved the dance aspect of it, the whole lyrical dancing, the different types of dance, the competitions. They loved it. Being in dance themselves, they really liked learning different routines, you know, copying them from YouTube and stuff like that.
And she's on a sold-out tour of Ireland now. So when did you hear about the tickets and how quickly did you go about buying the tickets for her tour?
Yeah, we heard about it a couple of months ago and my daughter was really excited. At first we thought she was only holding one event in Ballybuffet, I think, and it was a bit far, you know, and the price of the hotel. So we kind of put it on the back burner, but then we heard she was down Dublin, a few different places in Dublin. And my daughter really wanted to go because of the dance workshop that was announced that she would be doing. So we went about getting the tickets and we were able to get them quite quickly.
Right, so it's advertised on the website for a 90-minute dance class, which will give you the experience of what it's like to audition for Abby. So you bought the tickets. What were you expecting from what you signed up for?
Well, at first we were expecting a meet and greet. That we bought a combination tickets for the girls and it was initially a meet and greet with a photo. It was a dance workshop and it was questions and answers at the end.
Right, so you went to the venue, which was the Irish Wheelchair Association Sports Hall in Clontarf. You got there in good time. Tell us about queuing up for the event.
Oh, yeah, so it was recommended that you queue up in good time. That was in the email because the meet and greet started at 4 o'clock. So we got there about quarter past three by the time we got parking and we queued up and we were probably second in the queue at that stage and the excitement was unreal.
Right, so when did Abby Lee Miller arrive at the venue?
Abby didn't arrive till after, it probably was near 4 o'clock by the time she arrived by taxi. Our manager came out to address the crowd that was already a long line of kids, you know, squealing with excitement at this stage. And he announced that she'd be arriving in 5 minutes' time and that we go in for the meet and greet quite quickly after.
Right, and did he say what to expect from the arrival or set any conditions?
Yes, there was a couple of conditions. He said she would be arriving in 5 minutes' time, but he requested under no circumstance could we take photos or videos. And the reason being was that Abby was sensitive about being photographed in her wheelchair. Now, I kind of took me aback a bit, considering the fact we were in the Irish Wheelchair Association. I know they weren't the promoters of the event, but it was being held there. So me and the other parents were kind of discussing, like, she should be proud and confident to be, you know, photographed or seen in her wheelchair. That's where it's being held. But he said no, under no circumstance was it would really displease her. And she didn't want photographs or videos taken.
All right. So you got into the venue anyway. You had your ticket. You were expecting, what, a meet and greet in advance and then the dance workshop and the Q&A afterwards. So
yeah.
When you got in, how did it unfold?
It was a bit chaotic. We were running behind schedule. You're banded up by her production manager. I'll scan your ticket. And we were given bands. Then we were told to wait, and then we were brought into the main hall. Abby didn't come in the main entrance past everybody. She initially came around to the front door first, but didn't give a wave or hello to the kids. She just reversed back in her chair and went in a side entrance. So we all kind of, there was people congregating in the main reception past the merchandise stand, and we were told to wait for a further little while before we were brought into the main hall where the meet and greet was going to take place.
Right, and was there an opportunity to buy merchandise at that point?
There was, but it was very, very expensive. There was a choice to buy a hoodie, which was €75, or a T-shirt that was €30, and another hoodie that was €57.
All right. So you,
my daughter and my niece, along with many of the other children that were there, had their own T-shirts that they were at the buying and wearing to the event. Nobody kind of said anything about their T-shirts or stopped us on the way in, or they took photographs in the main hall. The production management seeing them, the merchandise. Ladies seeing them and nobody said anything that they couldn't wear them.
Right. So Abby Lee Miller comes out. Did she come out on stage or onto the floor? What was the first you heard from her?
So we were brought into the main hall and we were told to queue around the edge of the wall going around the perimeter of the hall. So we done that, and as I said, we were probably second in the queue. There was a couple of kids in front of us. So Paul, her manager, came in and said that she'd be coming out in a couple of minutes. So we all waited, the excitement. The whole hall was buzzing. The kids were dancing, cartwheeling, you name it. So next of all, Abby arrived in to the
all right.
main
well,
hall.
For anyone who is not familiar with her, we're going to play a clip for her to let unfamiliar listeners know what she sounds like.
People around the country know me. They know Abby Lee because I produce stars. I produce amazing, employable dancers. I know how to groom these children and raise these kids, some of them as if they were my own.
All right, so that's Abby Lee Miller speaking there on our television program. But when she came into the Irish Wheelchair Sports Hall in Clontarf, what did she say? What was the first thing you heard from her?
She said hey to the kids. The kids were all screaming, gave her big claps and cheers. And then she took the mic and she said, now, I'm just letting you all know, this isn't a meet and greet. This is a photo opportunity. I will not be signing T-shirts. I will not be signing paper. I will not be signing photographs. I know the email says meet and greet, but this is not going to be a meet and greet. So that was the first. That was the initial addressing of the crowd that she done. That's what she said.
And what was the reaction? You're second in the queue.
Everyone went quiet. Parents looked at each other. The kids kind of looked they just seemed disheartened. They really did. There was my two, my niece and my daughter had a notebook for her to sign. They quickly gave it to us, like, oh, do what Abby says, you know, but they were disappointed. There was other children that had photographs of themselves in their dancing competition wear with their trophies and plastic pockets ready to go, markers, you name it, were quickly all put away.
So no signing, no meet and greet. So what was there?
It was a photo opportunity, she said, she told the crowd.
So what, go up beside Abby, she's sitting in her wheelchair, and you go up beside her and you get your photo taken, is it?
She gave quite precise instructions of how she wanted to be photographed and what the children had to do. They had to come around the left side of her with their right knee touching her left knee. And their head in close to hers. If they get a signal from one of our entourage teams, they put their head forward to hers. That's what we were told. That's what the children had to do.
Right, so quite, as you say, specific instructions for it. So,
oh, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, trying to remember all of these instructions that you got with your tenure. And were your daughter and niece able to go in for the same photo, or did they have to go separately?
No, they went separate. Our phones, we weren't allowed to take any photographs or videos. Our phones had to be given to her entourage team, and they would take the photographs and the videos. Well, no videos, actually, just photographs.
All right. The photographs taken on your phone, is it?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So who went first, your daughter or your niece?
My niece went first, and my daughter queued. You had to queue in behind our backdrop. There was a bit of a delay. Our backdrop wasn't quite right, so they had to kind of fix that. She gave out to the production team, and that was fixed. And then my niece went ahead get her photograph taken.
And where were you in relation to your niece? How far away from you was your niece?
A couple of feet.
All right. So your niece goes up to get the photo taken, and what happened then?
We were chatting excitedly to the other parents that were waiting, that their children were in the queue behind the backdrop, and we kind of noticed her kind of, you know, just pulling out of her T-shirt a bit. At first, initially, I thought, you know, with Americans, they can be over-exaggerative, like, you know, and I thought she was admiring the T-shirt at first.
This is Abby Lee Miller herself now. You could see her doing something with your niece's T-shirt.
And I was like, and my niece started to look a bit kind of uncomfortable. And she pulled out of it a bit more aggressive than what she should have. It was in an aggressive way. And then she summoned my sister over to her and proceeded to tell my sister she was taking the
T-shirt. This is the child's mother, is it?
Yeah. She was taking her T-shirt. She was confiscating it.
Right there?
Yes.
Going to take the
T-shirt? Yes. And she could sue her for up to €3,500 because we were breaching copyright infringement.
All right. So the T-shirts weren't official merchandise. So this was...
No.
So she was alleging that these were counterfeit T-shirts anyway, and they'd have to go.
Yes.
Right. So how is that going to be handled? Presumably, you know, people can't tog off there and then. So what?
Yeah. She pulled out a T-shirt and she told her they would have to take them.
Pay for them or?
No, she was going to take them and we could get another T-shirt at the front desk.
Right.
One of our own T-shirts.
So this has all happened with your niece. What's your niece and indeed your sister's reaction to all of this?
My sister was just totally dumbfounded. Because of the noise in the hall, I couldn't really hear exactly what she was saying. And my sister came back to inform me what she had just said. And at that stage, my niece was very upset. And then my daughter was obviously next, and everything was happening. They were trying to get through as many as they could.
Right. Did your daughter know what had happened then? So when she was going up, did she know there had been some exchange?
No, she was kind of standing behind the backdrop, So she didn't really know what was going on.
And did she have the same kind of T-shirt on?
She had, only in a different colour.
All right. So what happened then?
So my daughter was pushed forward by the entourage team, and with that, the same thing, pulled out my daughter's T-shirt and summoned me to come over. I was already on my way over because I could see my daughter getting upset and was really, really embarrassed.
Right, so like, what was said to you then?
The same thing. Where did you get this T-shirt? And I said, I got it online. And she says, well, you know, I can sue you for €3,500 for copyright infringement. I was just dumbfounded. Like, I couldn't find words. I was just...
Now, how are you feeling at this stage? How many people are behind you in the queue now while all of this is going on?
400 people there.
And could they all see that something was going on here?
Yeah, the first maybe half of the crowd would have been able to see. And there was a couple of parents that were right beside us, obviously waiting on their children, that could see all this happening.
Right. And so what's the atmosphere like for those who knew what was going on?
Just completely, like, it was just appalling. It really was. It was so, the girls were crushed. They were so upset. We wanted to leave. We wanted to take them out. We were embarrassed. It was just, it was really disgraceful. Being honest with you, the money we paid for the tickets, in the way things are, you know, yourself in the country, and
yeah, just, cost of living and all of that, yeah.
Yeah, cost of living. We just couldn't. I know on TV she comes across as, you know, a tough cookie, as she likes to call herself, but there was no need for it whatsoever. There was no need. We could have been...
So did you leave?
We left. We brought the kids out. They were crying. We brought them into the bathroom. Other parents came up to us, approached us, couldn't believe what was happening, was making sure that the children were okay. We wanted to leave, but my daughter was adamant she wanted to do the dance workshop. She really wanted to do it.
That's pretty tough cookie yourself then.
So I was caught between a rock and a hard place. Anyone that's listening out there that have children that are in dance know how much it means to them.
Right, and did you bring all of this to the attention of the event organisers, or were they aware of it?
Yeah, I made himself aware of it. He apologised. He admitted that it was totally wrong.
This is Paul O'Loughlin Kennedy, is it?
It is. Yeah, he really did. He apologised. He said he was going to have words with her. It shouldn't have happened the way it happened. She was looking for tags off the T-shirts.
All right. Okay, well, we just hold the thought there, Michelle, because we have Paul O'Loughlin Kennedy on the line. Paul O'Loughlin Kennedy, good afternoon. You've been listening to Michelle there.
I have, Colm. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks. And thanks for calling in and talking to us. So the situation, as you saw it, up the front of the queue with the T-shirts being checked, did you know what was going on, or did you know this was an issue at other venues?
I knew it was an issue because it had occurred occasionally during the earlier parts of the tour. And what Ms. Abbey does is when she finds a counterfeit item of clothing, is she replaces it with one of her own genuine ones free of charge. And she asks the people to give them the counterfeit clothing and to tell them where she bought it, because she has a licensed attorney in the United States who will chase down not the people who bought it on the internet. They didn't know, okay? But they chase down the manufacturers, the people who, they're the ones who are infringing copyright, and they're the ones that her licensed attorney goes after.
All right.
So she gives them a free, genuine Abbey Lee T-shirt in exchange for it.
Right. Paul, who's this event marketed at?
Dancers and fans of the Dance Moms program.
And so she's a big personality. She's the big draw in the hall, is she?
She is. She's the reason that they come. They want to meet her. They want to learn from her and you know, do workshops and listen to her and hear her.
Right. And have you had dealings with her on the tour? I mean, is she in person like the person she is on television? As I said at the top there, by her own admission, everybody knows me as being tough and mean and yelling at little kids. And she's survived prison and she's survived cancer. That's who she is in the flesh, is she?
That's who she is. She's actually, I would say the editing of some of the programmes on the television will create a more austere and a more brutal view of Miss Abbey. I mean, you know, in a discussion we were,
I take it by the fact they could have 30 takes of something
that they're shooting, and you know, the first 15 of them are you know, well, okay, let's retake that, and then you know, by the time it's got to number 30. Everybody's patience is a little low, and so she might be a bit louder and a bit more abrupt with the kids, and that's the one that they put into the television.
Right, but have you been around the country with Miss Abbey, as you call her, and I take it that's a mark, either of fear or respect, or maybe a bit of both, but have you been around the country with her in her presence, seeing these other events unfold as the event manager of this tour?
I have. I run the Perform Festival, which takes place in the RDF every year, and we did one in Glasgow at the beginning of the month, and we brought Miss Abbey over. And the Miss Abbey is a tradition in the dance industry.
All right.
That the teachers are referred to as Miss on their first name.
And the first parent or the first child who had been spotted in a counterfeit T-shirt on this tour, she had spotted that. Was there, I suppose, an exchange like this where she checked the labels and the child was upset or maybe embarrassed by being taken to task?
Yep. So, the child wasn't necessarily embarrassed of being taken to task. Most people, when that happened...
Well, hang on a second. This tended to react
with, oh, we got caught, this is what we did, but look, we're getting a free, brand new T-shirt, official T-shirt from Miss Abbey.
All right, but as Michelle says... Her daughter, her niece, were upset, embarrassed by being put on the spot by the person they had idolised and seen on television. You'd accept that, would you?
Well, unfortunately, different people react in different ways, Colm.
I know, but there's a risk of this being the reaction, isn't there?
There is a risk of that being the reaction.
So, as event manager, could you have mitigated that risk? I mean, they had been queuing for an hour beforehand. You had come out of the venue beforehand and said what the terms and conditions are with photos and everything else. You had a production crew on site. You knew she objected to these T-shirts. Could you have discreetly told anyone in unofficial merchandise, which I take it you know the look of at this stage, that she wouldn't entertain photos in counterfeit T-shirts and discreetly tell them that you could affect an exchange there and then and avoid a situation like this?
So there's the rub, Colm, because in fact Miss Abbey is the only person who knows her whole range. Okay,
the only person. What about the person who designed the T-shirts?
Let me rephrase that.
What about the factory who made the T-shirts?
The only person on the tour who knows the whole range. There would be lots of different people make T-shirts for her.
Because
she gets them made in different places depending where she's going.
So, if there's different T-shirts in different places she's going, and she doesn't presumably live in all the places she's going, how does she know? How is she the only one that knows the T-shirts? How does she know all the T-shirts herself?
She's the one who licenses and approves them. It's her brand. It's her logo. So she licenses and approves them. She knows exactly what is a genuine article and what isn't a genuine article.
You're the event manager, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And merchandise is part of the attraction for Miss Abbey to come and sell this at events. Is it not your job to know what's official merchandise and what isn't as well?
But sure, Miss Abbey has been selling, it's been, you know, what, 15 years since Dance Moms started on the television? 11 years since Dance Moms started? So she's been selling merchandise over those whole 11 years, and there's been a whole supply. I don't know. I'm organising the tour for her. I don't know what is genuine merchandise and what isn't. We did try, once this happened, we did try to go down the queue, but it's very difficult. I mean, you know, you approach somebody and say, sorry, is that a real Abbey League T-shirt that you bought, or is it not? You're in danger of offending people then
Could you tell people not to wear any merchandise?
Well, that would be perfect.
All right,
that would be absolutely ideal. But at that
so
stage,
she has
we were,
she has the time to check the labels, but she doesn't have the time to sign autographs.
Well, she will only... She doesn't sign autographs because she gives
She doesn't sign autographs because there's not a potentially $3,500 lawsuit behind autographs, maybe.
Look, now, I think that's a bit unfair to put it that way. She does give everybody a pre-signed, printed photograph of her, okay? Rather than stopping and signing and fiddling with pens and this bit of paper and
signed
that bit of
paper. A printed autograph? Okay? Like actually signed or a printed autograph?
No, it's printed with her signature on it.
Right. And going back to what Michelle said about the meet and greet, which didn't happen, I notice on the website it says meet and greet where available at some venues. This was a venue where it wasn't available. This is with regard to the audition classes, is it?
Yeah. Not sure I fully follow you. I mean, she had the meet and greet, which is where they come around. They get to say hello to her. They stand in beside her. They get their photograph taken with them, with her on their phones, so they can get multiple photographs. Okay, and then they get their picture, and they move on.
But would you agree? Maybe it's a situation that should be avoided, where a 10-year-old child who sees a big TV personality with a pretty intimidating reputation, they come to see them, and completely walk in unexpected to a situation where they're having their clothing checked and their parents are being made aware of the legal risk of wearing that clothing. Could you see why that would be a frightening situation potentially?
Absolutely. But then on talking to Miss Abby about this, Miss Abby explained that in the United States there's a fine of $3,500 for each item. She wasn't threatening to sue anybody, because it there's no point in going after the poor person who has bought a T-shirt.
Sure,
online.
And to be clear, that's not what I said. I said she made them aware of the risk of legal action.
She made
action.
Them aware of it, yeah, and that her attorney would go after the people who are manufacturing it.
And would those people be likely to call to give evidence or swear an affidavit in any such legal case?
I've that end of the whole thing, that's down to the licensing attorney. That'll be up to them, you know, as to what the process is. I don't know that.
All right. Michelle?
Yeah?
So this is, you know, it's counterfeit goods that Ms. Abby doesn't want to be photographed with. She doesn't want to be seen, I suppose, to endorse this. I mean, do you accept that bit of it?
Oh, absolutely. Like, it at the end of the day, it's her logo. It wasn't... a complete copy of the T-shirts that she was selling. But I understand where she was coming from. So I think it could have been handled in a completely a more professional way. We, like I said, they could have been took aside. There was multiple times the lady selling the merchandise, Paul himself seeing the children. The only colour T-shirt she was selling that day were red. My niece and my daughter's T-shirt was pink, dark pink and light pink. So it wasn't hard to miss. I think we should have been told about it at the start, and none of this would have happened. They could have enjoyed the rest of their day, and they could have been saved a lot of embarrassment, and their hearts wouldn't have been crushed.
Paul, she has another sold-out event in UCD tonight. Could things maybe be handled differently tonight, do you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, life is a learning experience, Colm, and you learn from everything that goes on. You know, there is a large range of ALDC goods that people have bought, and if you look at the people who came to her events... probably, you know, you had dance schools who generally wore their own uniform, and you had maybe 20% of people were wearing some sort of ALDC T-shirts and jackets and things that they had bought. And a very small proportion of those were counterfeit that Ms. Abby picked up on.
All right.
She doesn't want to upset anybody. Okay, she doesn't want to upset anybody. That's not her thing. Okay, but you know, when she sees people wearing counterfeit items, she says, "That's a counterfeit item. Please let me give you one of my T-shirts for free, and then I will take the counterfeit item, and my attorneys will go after the people who made them."
All right, and Michelle, you picked up the free T-shirt, did you?
we did, my daughter and my niece really wanted to do the dance workshop, and they were told if they wanted to still participate in the dance workshop, they would have to hand over their T-shirts and put one of their red T-shirts on them.
All right. So what they went off to the toilets and changed into this other T-shirt and handed the other T-shirts over. Okay, Julie.
They had to hand the other ones over, yeah.
Okay, Julie, you were at the same event.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, you were near Michelle in the queue, were you?
I was right behind Michelle in the queue.
And so what did, when you saw this exchange going on, did you know what was going on or what was the atmosphere like?
It all happened so quickly, but I just want to say, Paul is saying people react in different ways. Like, we're not talking about people, we're talking about young children. And most of the girls that were there on the day were probably between the ages of 10 and 12. So my little girl's 11, and I know she's going through different stages in her life. Her emotions are all over the place at the moment. So a lot of the girls were very confused as to what was going on. And I suppose with the problem being, she could have called the mammies to one side, you know, but she sort of said it in front of the girls. She embarrassed them. She humiliated them. I suppose someone they've looked up to and admired on TV all their lives. We went to the concert to the day, and they wanted to see a real-life celebrity off the TV, and opportunities like that don't happen very often. So, you know, a lot of hearts were broke that day. It was just horrible to see. And I feel like crying every time I think of the girls, yeah, you know, of what happened to them, yeah, with their T-shirts. It was just, I don't know them. I had never met them, but I had to go over and give the little girl a hug. My heart broke for her. She was just so humiliated. Like, call the mammies to one side and explain, but don't do it in front of the children.
And so were you nervous going? Did you go up for a photo opportunity after this then?
Oh, listen, my daughter asked me a few weeks ago, could she go see Abby Lee Miller? She's coming to Ireland. And I'll hold my hand up and say I had never heard of Abby Lee Miller. I don't get a lot of time to watch TV. But I knew how important it was to her to meet someone in real life that she probably thought she would never meet in her lifetime. So I bought the tickets, and I bought a combo ticket for myself as well. So obviously I didn't participate in the meet and greet or the dance workshop, but I was confused as to what ticket to buy. So I just bought the combo ticket. I brought her and her two friends. I just wanted to make sure that they got there, do you know, and made their dreams come true for the day.
Right. And how did they get, I mean, they got their photo taken. They weren't wearing T-shirts of any description. Like, they weren't wearing branded T-shirts of any kind, were they?
No, they were just wearing their own clothes. And I wouldn't mind, when we were queuing up outside, I seen the two girls in front of me, and I had complimented them on the T-shirts, how pretty they looked, and they were just beaming with pride. They were so proud to be there. They were so excited. And because we were so close to them the whole time queuing up, my heart just absolutely broke for them. I'll never forget her little face. You know, it's just, to meet someone that you've always aspired to be and look up to and watch on TV, it shouldn't have happened in front of the kids. As I say again, just call the mammies to one side and have, you know, have a word and sort it out that way, but not in front of the children. I suppose just because we're from Ireland, we're used to being friendly, so it was a bit of a shock to the system that it was so tough.
And Paul, what other reactions have you seen to this on other parts of the tour? Did everybody, is Clontarf an exception, that two little girls who went along with their, two cousins who went along with their mothers, were they the only ones who were upset and embarrassed by these exchanges?
Well, certain people were embarrassed. They were, I think, the most upset. I mean, there was one whole family in Cork who I had seen in the queue, and they were approaching Ms. Abbey, and the next thing they were walking out the door, and I said, oh, are you done? Did you get your photos? And they went, no, we're in trouble. We have counterfeit T-shirts, and we've been thrown out to get new ones, okay? And so they went up to the desk, they got the new ones, and said, look what we got, and they went back in and got back in and took their photos.
So what venue was that at, that incident you're describing there?
We were down in the Cork International Airport Hotel.
All right, and how long before the one in Clontarf did that take place?
That was on Sunday to Wednesday.
So there was maybe 3 days to plan a way to prevent that happening to any other child again, was there?
Well, you see, it wasn't an issue. They were joking, they were laughing, they were saying, oops, you know, we bought a counterfeit T-shirt online, and Ms. Abbey said that she wants it and that she'll give us one of her own ones for free. They weren't upset in the slightest.
All right, well, let's hear from... she's not with you there, Paul, is she?
No, she's not. She's choreographing a duet with two girls at the moment.
All right. Okay, well, let's hear what she sounds like, and we'll be back after that.
People around the country know me. They know Abby Lee because I produce stars. I produce amazing, employable dancers. I know how to groom these children and raise these kids, some of them as if they were my own.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Now, Colm O'Mungain here. We got a statement in from the Irish Wheelchair Association. It begins with, "Good afternoon, Joe." I'll take that as a compliment. "I would like to provide the following information on today's piece about Abby Lee Miller on behalf of the Irish Wheelchair Association." This is a statement from Pamela Kavanagh of the Irish Wheelchair Association. She's their head of communications. "The agency Perform Festival booked our sports hall on behalf of Abby Lee Miller in Clontarf for Wednesday the 17th of May. The agency Perform Festival booked and paid for the use of the hall, an option that's open to anyone once the facility is available. The Irish Wheelchair Association are in no way associated with nor endorse Perform Festival or Abby Lee Miller. We have received a number of complaints from people on the day and have referred them to Perform Festival. If you have any further queries, don't hesitate to contact me," says Pamela. Julie, overall, how would you describe the experience then of the day? Apart from that issue at the top of the queue, how did the rest of the event pan out for you and your daughter?
Yeah, like the one thing I will say is that when my daughter's turn came to get the photo, I completely missed it because I was too busy worrying about the little girl. But I have to say after, we weren't calling it meet and greet. We were told that it was a photo opportunity. That was it. When the dance workshop started, like Abby Lee Miller went, I'd say about an hour overtime. She just changed completely. You could tell she loved what she'd done. All the kids loved the workshop. She was in her element. That was the place she wanted to be. So the kids had a ball. You know, at the end, and thank goodness the dance workshop happened and it was successful, because my heart just wasn't in it before that, just witnessing everything that went on, do you know, that kind of way. And I suppose, like, as people say in her shows, she likes to promote positivity, confidence, empowerment in the girls. From the start, it didn't feel that way. But when the dance workshop happened, as I say, she just changed completely.
There was a few hundred kids attending at it. So, I mean, how did she handle a crowd of that size? Did she break it down into groups and have some people watching different groups? Or did she run it like an audition and give feedback? And how did she give the feedback? Tell us about kind of how she runs the show.
I have to say the workshop was brilliant. I will put my hands up and say that. She gave everybody attention. She went around the room, back to front. She went in the middle. She corrected people. She had two little dancers beside her either side, so anybody that was taking part could see the stages they had to do for a performance that she put together. So she whittled it down then into age groups, and she just kept whittling it down further and further. And then she got down to 12 girls. And she got them all to sing a song, just totally out of the blue. But as I say, she ran it like
a program where, you know, if the best dancers, according to her judgment, got to stay on the floor until she had found the best in each age group.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Like, it was really enjoyable to watch.
And how did she deliver the bad news to those that, as she says herself, didn't make the cut?
Actually, listen, I suppose I'm not saying she's an actress or anything like that, but that's when kind of, I suppose, what she does on TV came in. And that's where the kids seen sort of the real her that they wanted to come and see. So everybody just calmed down and the whole atmosphere just seemed more relaxed, you know, that kind of way.
Right. So they took what she was doing, as far as you could see, as a bit of a performance, and they performed as if they were in the TV programme. Is that it?
Oh, this is their time to shine. Like, and even we're into day two. I'm not sure what, I don't even know what day I have today, but my little girl is still going around saying she has aches and pains because the workshop was brilliant. She worked them so, so hard.
How long did your own daughter last? If that's not putting you on the spot, how did she get on in terms of the dance?
Oh, she loved it, but we're not to talk about what happened before that, if you know what I mean. I don't know. She didn't want to believe that it had happened. So all we're talking about is the dance workshop.
All right.
And she has her photo and her selfie and she's happy.
And how far did she get?
Oh, I think she got two or three trials in the routine and she was out. But, you know, I suppose if you are a competitive mother, you want your daughter to be the best and do the best. But like my little girl does gymnastics and she goes up to competitions in Blanchardstown, and the last time she went up she got a gold medal. She came first in the All-Ireland, so she came first place. I was happy with that, but I'm not a competitive mammy.
All right, fair
at
enough.
All.
You're not a dance mom like they have in the programme. I know you're not familiar with it. All right, thanks, Judy. Sophie, you enjoyed yourself at the show.
Hiya, yeah, I really enjoyed myself. Like, I went with a large group, so I'd say there was about 20 of us all together.
20 kids, is it?
Yeah, and this day was like one of their biggest dreams ever. Like, the hype before it, coming up to it, then at it was just crazy. Like, but from, like, only from everyone that I brought, everyone really enjoyed it. Like, everyone had the best day. So I can't fault it in any way. Like, literally, when we got there, the screams off all the girls in general, even I think Paul came out to make the announcements, I couldn't even hear what he was saying because they were all literally screaming, running around, like going crazy from start to finish. Even in the hall, they were still screaming. Every time Abby came out, like literally the screams out of everyone, like it was hard to hear anyway. So I presume, like, I was at the back of the line, so at the front, obviously they probably heard a bit better, but I literally couldn't even hear it that
right.
much.
And the 20 girls you went along with, they're all dancers, are they? That they're all involved
yeah,
in dance groups
yeah.
or whatever, are they?
Yeah, yeah, they're all dancers and they're all big fans. And that's what, even with the show yourself, you get to know what she's like. Like, I know people can be upset and I know it can be very embarrassing, but my kids in general, like when we brought all ours, they literally, like, this is going to sound funny, they literally wanted to get given out by her. Like, they were saying that was their goal. For her to correct them or for her to give out to them, which I thought was hilarious. But
right, and did they get what they wanted? Did they get the dressing down from her or the robust feedback that she's famous for?
Like, she gave a few little corrections during the workshop, like, which was helping the people.
Did she get you? Yeah. Did you get a correction? Were mothers being corrected? Because that's another feature of the show, isn't it? That mothers get a dressing down for their preparation of kids and those kind of things. You didn't get targeted and carpeted by Abby, did you?
No, I know there was one, like, after the meet and greet, you had a meet and greet where you could take a group photo. And I know after that, when she came into the group photo, like, it made our kids' day. Like, she literally turned around and she said a famous line from the show. It was like, Swaggy Lee, Mama's better have my money. And, like, when I say the girls went crazy, like, it made their day. Like, they're still literally talking about it. Like, they're still posting about it, everything. Like, they just can't wait for the next one.
All right, so it was a two-part event. Was it you were in the kind of the dance work? You weren't in the photo opportunity before that, were you? That section of the event?
So I got the meet and greet as well. So I actually got to meet her and take a photo with her also. Now, when I done the meet and greet, I thought she was fine. Like, I had a little bit of conversation with her, just asked her, like, how's Ireland been for her? And she was like, oh, yeah, I love it. And then I felt like she really made sure you got a good photo with her, which was really weird because, like, most people just take your photo and go, which she held you into position to actually take your photo. Like, my photo, her face is literally touching off my face, like, the angle she wanted you at, like, just to get this photo. And she put a lot of detail, I felt, into the photo, whereas you're paying to get that meet and greet and that photo, and I thought it was brilliant.
Right. So, and you, as far, you didn't see any of the incidents that Julie and Michelle, obviously Julie witnessed what had happened. In Michelle's case, you didn't see any of that near you in the queue, did you?
No, I definitely didn't see anything with T-shirts. I don't know whether the girl said that she was at the front of the front of the line, but I was near the back. But I definitely didn't see anything with the T-shirt. I know all of our lot, they were dying to get the merch. Like, they just kept asking me, was there going to be merch at it? And when they found out there was, they couldn't wait to go up and get it. Now, I know it was, some bits were a bit pricey, but if you're used to going to dance events and stuff like that, the price of the T-shirts and stuff, that's kind of standard price for what you would pay at a dance event.
So the catchphrase, Mama better have my money, was echoed by everybody who was queuing at the merch stand as well. Okay, so while you didn't see any incidents there, obviously that's a different experience to what Michelle had. Paula Loughlin Kennedy, as I was reading out that Irish Wheelchair Association press release, it said they received a number of complaints from people on the day. I might just get your response to that after this.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
51551 for your text. Joe at rt.ie for the emails. Colm O'Mungine here. Pamela Kavanagh, communications head with the Irish Wheelchair Association. You say you've had a number of complaints about the Miss Abby Lee Miller event since it took place in the Irish Wheelchair Association sports complex in Clontarf on Wednesday.
Yeah, hiya, Colm. Sorry for calling you Joe earlier on.
Not at all, yeah, no. Look, we'll take all the compliments we can get in this day and age.
Listen, yeah, I suppose I was getting in touch with you more about to say that Irish Wheelchair Association, you know, it wasn't an event held in conjunction with ourselves in any way. But yes, our customer care team did receive a couple of phone calls after the event had happened.
Do you know how many, by any chance?
Look, anecdotally, I think it's under the 10 mark. I think it's around 6 to 10 calls on it.
Right. And do you know what the nature of it was, or did you just refer them on straight away?
Yeah, look, very much. I mean, I suppose we have our own internal processes in terms of login and register complaints. This is a little bit unusual for us. But yeah, most of them seem to be around stuff that your callers have brought up around behaviour mostly.
All right. And did you know Abby Lee Miller was a wheelchair user before this event took place?
We had some awareness. Yes, like as in, as I said in the statement, you know, the booking was made as, but we didn't interpret the booking in any other way or have any cause for, you know, refusing the booking as such.
Right. Weren't surprised what you heard from Michelle there, and she said that Paul said that she would prefer not to have her picture taken because she's in a wheelchair. Would that come as a surprise to you as the head of communications for the Irish Wheelchair Association at all?
Well, look, it's hugely disappointing. I suppose Irish Wheelchair Association stand for inclusion, and you know, our membership, many of whom are wheelchair users or have a physical disability, we go above and beyond to put them front and centre of everything we do. So to hear anybody, not only a celebrity of such, you know, that way, make those comments is, you know, very disappointing and not very helpful as well towards our inclusive agenda.
Paul, what were you asked to say on that front? What was the...
I think that's probably more the phraseology that I used, because certainly Ms. Abby has no qualms about getting her photograph taken, and there are lots of photographs where she's in the wheelchair.
She appears on television in her wheelchair, indeed.
She does. She was arriving to the venue, okay, in the wheelchair without her hair finished and without her makeup finished, and she didn't want to be photographed without being ready for it, okay? And I think you could probably blame me for that phrase, okay? Because, it, you know, as I said, she has taken lots of photographs with the wheelchair. She's very much about... it's been very interesting driving around the country, because I have very little experience, okay, dealing with people in wheelchairs, and it's been an eye-opener, okay? The difficulty that they go through, and the lack of facilities and the lack of a ramp. You know, that was one of the reasons that we...
Well, yeah, I was going to ask you that. What is accessibility like, being like in the venues around the country for people with wheelchairs?
This is why we ended up choosing the different venues that we did, because we had to go and check that there was accessibility. You know, I mean, it's even to a point of view of getting your nails done or getting your hair done, which every lady likes to do. But if you're in a wheelchair, you have a problem, because most shops have steps up into them. Most of them don't have ramps. And if you want to get your hair done, they've got to be able to take the chair aside from the wash-on basin so that they can wash your hair. And there's very few that can actually do that.
And did she remark on the facilities as you were going around with her? Did she make any comment?
Absolutely. Of course she did. Of course she did.
What did she say?
You know, it's not like Abby to hold back, but it's more the disappointment when you're looking forward to doing something and then you find you can't because there's a 5-inch step that you can't get up.
All right.
And it makes it so difficult. And the number of wheelchair lifts that were installed in buildings 15 and 20 years ago, when people were in push wheelchairs, that now cannot cope with the weight of the electric wheelchairs with their batteries, is enormous. Absolutely enormous. In hotels, in school buildings, you know, we've had problems where the lifts just can't lift the wheelchair. So it's been an eye opener for me, for people who are in wheelchairs and what they're dealing with. Right.
I know you said she's choreographing a routine with two dancers. Is that the two dancers that were referred to earlier by Sophie, who had done the demo on how dance steps should be performed?
Yes. Yes, and I'm going to have to go very shortly because we have to go to the next venue.
All right, she's not available anyway to come on, is she? And tell us about her experience of going around Ireland and the various programmes and her approach.
Paul, unfortunately, her time is metered out because she's either on Zoom doing classes or she's choreographing with people, and she has ambassadors all over the world who all come to see her to work with her.
All right.
When she's in each of the countries. So,
Paul, Michelle, I think Paul did give you a refund on the night, did he? Or a partial refund? Did he give you an apology or a refund?
He gave me a partial refund on the night.
And he refunded you how much out of the total ticket?
I think it was €70.
So, Paul, as we heard from, sorry, Paul, you recall.
You do recall
giving a refund, do you?
I do, absolutely, because it works the way in the Perform Festival. We want people to come, to learn, to develop, and to have fun. We don't want them to have a bad time. Okay, and I had made several offers during the evening to the ladies. You know, I said I will refund you your tickets. But their daughters wanted to do the workshop, and so, you know, I went to them at the end and I said, look, I'm so sorry that you're upset, okay, and you know, all I can do is offer to make a refund to you.
Right, and that was accepted, was it?
That was accepted.
And we heard from Pamela Kavanagh from the Irish Wheelchair Association. She said maybe ballpark figure, and I know she said it was anecdotal, about 6 to 10 people who had made complaints. What was the nature of those complaints?
To me?
Yeah.
They haven't come through to me. Nothing else has come through to me.
All right.
I know I spoke to one local resident on the night who was furious with the very careless parking that had gone on, and I went out into the hall and I asked people to please think of where they had parked. Were they blocking driveways? Were they double parked in such a way as to prevent emergency vehicles coming up to the building if it was necessary? It was because there was a lot of very inconsiderate parking going on.
All right. And I suppose in order to save Pamela from dealing with it, who's at the Irish Wheelchair Association, if people do have an issue about an event and want to forward to the appropriate quarter, which is you, what's your web address so they can forward it to you?
It's performfestival.com. Okay. And they can email paul@performfestival.com. That's what I have given to everybody all the way through the tour if they want to make contact with me.
Okay. Pamela, just from what Paul has described there, the learning curve he's been on, and indeed Ms. Abbey's observations on wheelchair accessible facilities around the country, does that come as any surprise to you, the inadequacies of them?
No, not at all. I suppose we represent roughly about 20,000, as I said, people with physical disabilities of a wide variety. And yes, certainly we would campaign and advocate and lobby government on various access issues. And just like I can certainly offer you a member of the public that can speak to it from the lived experience. Our members say that it's not their disability that disables them, it's actually society that disables them, because there are so many barriers to access. Ireland has a long way to go in those terms.
And even those venues that installed maybe a couple of decades ago wheelchair, what they thought were wheelchair-friendly facilities, are many of them out of date now because of the self-driving wheelchairs that are in existence today and the dimensions of them?
Look, I can't comment specifically. I mean, actually, Irish Wheelchair Association, if any business or person wants to go onto our website, iwa.ie, we do have access guidelines there, which can give some guidance around accessibility. But yes, there certainly is variance in, as you said, those kind of what one building may deem accessible towards another. And as well, some buildings, if they just have one, say, lift, if that's out of order, then the building becomes inaccessible. Yeah, it's unfortunately not great, you know, at the moment around Ireland, and it's certainly something we're working towards influencing policymakers on.
Right, and anybody wants more information, go to the Irish Wheelchair Association's website and get, as you say, a bit more information on that. Linda O'Connor, you had a good time. Was it on Wednesday night you saw Abby Lee Miller?
Hi, Colm. Yes, on Wednesday night I brought 20 of my daughter's dancers from Starlight Academy in Drogheda down to see Miss Abby, and they had an absolute ball. Shelley would have loved to be with them, but she was teaching ballet and couldn't escape. So I went down to, one of us would usually go to make sure everything was fine.
Did you go down on a bus from Drogheda?
No, the parents came with us. A parent came with us, so we all drove. And it was a little bit late starting. That wasn't a problem. We knew Miss Abby gives everybody lots of time. So they waited outside and they were, like Sophie was saying, they were screaming with excitement and everything outside. And when they went in, for so many people, it was so organised. I actually went over at the end and commended Paul about how organised it was. Everybody lined up. I found them, I would call it a meet and greet. I think it was better than putting the children in a large group and letting them ask questions, because our dancers are aged 6 to 16 that we had there. And I don't know what kind of questions they would have asked. There was an echo in the hall. I don't think that would have worked. I think Paul and Miss Abby made a good decision. And when I tell you, like Sophie, they were cheek to cheek with Miss Abby. She lifted some of the dancers, one of the little girls, Emily Rock. She lifted her up onto her knee, had a little chat to her. Other girls, while the photo was going on their own camera, the lady that was taking the photos was lovely. It was completely organised. She was saying to them, chin up, cheek in, little smile. She was commenting she admired their uniforms. They all had their uniforms on. We had absolutely no problems. It was all very polite. All right. Paul hovered all the time.
Did you get any feedback on your hovering skills, the footwork of your hovering skills from Miss Abby Paul?
Those who were at the workshop last night in the Maldon Hotel in Talla will tell you my hovering skills as I was trying to attract Miss Abby's attention to tell her that she was running out of time. And I felt the traditional dance mom's wrath of Miss Abby because I distracted her at the wrong moment. But that's the joys of being the tour manager. You have to put yourself in that position.
You take the flak
every now and again.
All right, Linda, how did the dancers of your daughter's school in Drogheda get on in terms of advancing through the various stages of the audition style event?
Well, we had 20 dancers there. And I think in the very last stage, five of them got eliminated, and then Miss Abby put them all in a straight line and said, hands up to who does ballet, hands up to who does tap, hands up who does tumble. And if you put your hand up, you stayed in the line. This is the way a normal audition would be. She was trying to teach them, and at the same time, she was actually communicating with the parents who are allowed to watch, which is very kind. And she was trying to explain, this is the way an audition goes. And our dancers, about 16 of them, maybe 15 of them, got to that very last and won a scholarship with her for a Zoom call. So they're ecstatic. They were absolutely buzzing. We got loads of text messages when we came home saying, thanks so much for helping us to go there. It was really brilliant. We loved it. So yeah, ours did really, they did brilliant. We were so proud of them.
All right.
And I highly commend it. Miss Abby was lovely. They all felt, even though the room was a huge room, She made every dancer feel that they had her attention for some of the time. Always constructive criticism. That's what we love to see. It was really lovely. I couldn't compliment the organisers enough.
Erica, what age are you?
12.
And you were there on Wednesday night as well, were you?
Yeah.
So tell us about how long have you been watching Dance Moms?
I've been watching Dance Moms since like
Like, I've stayed at those since I was like 8.
And what are you watching it for? Are you watching it for girls your own age dancing, or do you like the way Miss Abby teaches them?
Just girls dancing, I think it's really entertaining.
Right. And do you find the way she teaches them at all scary, the way she delivers the feedback?
A little bit sometimes.
Right. Do you do dancing yourself?
Yeah.
And what's your own dance teacher's approach like? Is it anything like Miss Abby's, or is it a bit more gentle than that, is it?
Yeah.
So what were you expecting to see when you went along on Wednesday? Was it get the photo and meet Abby Lee Miller, was it?
Yeah, that's...
And what else had you been looking forward to about the Wednesday night event?
The dancing is what I was most excited for.
And how did you get on at it?
It was really fun, I liked it a lot.
Go on, so what did you do? What kind of a routine did you have to put on?
It was like a lyrical dance that she taught us.
And what is a lyrical dance for anyone who doesn't know?
It's like kind of slow movements that really goes with the music.
So what do you have to what do you have to do to be a good lyrical dancer?
I'd say face is actually really important. Having and make sure that your technique is good.
So you have to listen closely to the music, is it?
Yeah.
And what's your background? You know, we heard from Linda there, who was talking about people being asked to put up their hand if they'd done ballet or put up their hand if they'd done tap. What different dance styles have you done?
I do tap, jazz and musical theatre.
And so how did you get on in the auditions themselves? Were you worried about being knocked out, or did you just concentrate on doing your best and trying to impress Abby Lee Miller?
Yeah, I was just trying to do my best.
And how did you get on?
I did good. Me and my friend made it to the second one.
Very good. Your friend delighted with that?
Yeah.
And how were you told that you weren't going to any further rounds?
Well, so we'd all do the dance, like, for our age category. And then she would bring it out if you made it. And if you didn't, you just go over to the edge and wait.
And were you happy enough with how you got on?
Yeah.
And what were you wearing on the night? Were you wearing a T-shirt, or were you wearing your dance costume?
I was wearing a dance mom's T-shirt.
And did you buy it online?
I bought it from the RDS when she was there in 2021.
All right, so it was official merch from the last tour. Did she ask you about it?
Yeah, she asked if I knew, like, when I got it, and I asked my mum. And then she was telling me that she got it in the RDS in 2021. But then she remembered making it, so that's kind of all that happened.
All right, so she did in the end of the day remember that that it was one of her own. You were okay about being asked with your teacher. You didn't know why she was asking you, did she?
No.
And is your mum there with you?
Yeah, I can get her now.
All right, okay. Hiya. We'll be back after this.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Cullum O'Mungine here, 51551 for your text, or Joe at RTE for your emails. Julie, what did you make of, was it Wednesday's performance you were at as well?
Yes, I was there on Wednesday with my daughter and we had a fantastic time. Absolutely fantastic time. It was just an amazing, amazing experience.
In what way? What was so good about it?
Well, we went up. We were supposed to be there between 4 and 4:20 and we came at about 10 past 4 and the queue moved really nicely through. We got our armbands. We went into the merch queue. My daughter got a lovely hoodie. And we went and then joined the meet and greet line. And we were further down the line, so we didn't see what happened.
So are you a big fan of the show yourself? Do you watch Dance Moms?
I have seen a few episodes, but my daughter had seen all of the episodes and she was dying to go. Now, it was a surprise for her. She didn't know she was going. So I had brought her and she was absolutely thrilled. The excitement in the hall was just phenomenal.
Screaming?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The kids were dancing. They were doing their tumbles. They were doing their cartwheels. It was just amazing. And Abby came out and she was very friendly to everybody and very, very, very specific about how she wanted people to stand for their photographs. Very, very much so. I suppose she was just fussy that she wanted it right for people so that they had the best photographs. When we got there, now we were pretty much so at the end of the line. By the time we got there, you know, my daughter just reached in to get her photograph and they took the time. She absolutely took the time to get it right. And there was about 6 photographs taken and they were all beautiful.
Right.
So she was thrilled with the photographs.
Have you managed to get the hoodie off her yet?
She has to go to school, so she doesn't wear it in school. But you know, she's still talking about it. Absolutely amazing. But what blew us away was, you know, we went as spectators. My daughter doesn't dance anymore, but what blew us away was the time that Abby gave to the workshop. I mean, it just was just amazing. She ran it like a professional dance class.
And what age is your daughter, Julie?
She's 13.
All right. Is she pursuing other interests or a different career post dancing?
Drama. She does drama now at the moment, but she wants to. It has made her want to go back to dancing. Absolutely. So it was just Abby just took the time and she noticed everything. There were a couple of hundred kids in front of her dancing, and she noticed absolutely everything in the hall. She divided them all into age groups and, you know, whittled them down and took the time to notice who was good and who wasn't good. And she just blew our minds.
And so the experience that you had on Wednesday night made your daughter miss dancing. It's provoked a desire on her part to return to dancing.
Yeah, yes.
Does that mean she'll have to leave drama?
No, she'll do drama as well. But I just, it was just so well run. And I found that it just pushed her now back to dancing. But our experience was really good from the event organizers, from the time we came in. It was just, it's unfortunate that what happened for your original caller, that they had a bad experience, because it wasn't our experience.
All right, that was me. Yeah, Michelle.
Yeah, it just wasn't our experience. As I said, we didn't see what happened. You know, so it's a surprise to us to hear that happened, because, you know, we had such an amazing time.
Michelle, you've been listening to people calling in and talking about you know, the positive experiences they've had.
Yeah.
When you hear about the experience that other people had at the event, how does that make you feel about the experience you had?
Just really disappointed, and just disappointed for my daughter and my niece, because, as I said, they were crushed. They were heartbroken that she done what she did. I think Paul had spoken to her midway through, so I think that's how our attitude kind of maybe changed a bit. I don't know. But
is that the case, Paul? Did you step in for a bit of advice there? In your hovering in the background, did you hover a bit closer and give a bit of advice?
I don't have the guts to intervene when Miss Abby's in the middle of working. I was coping with all the other things that were going on at the time.
Right. Come here, just, I suppose, the event hasn't started this evening. I know you're pushed for time and that, and the events are starting.
I'm about a half an hour behind schedule now.
Okay, but just, if anyone is listening who is going along to the event in UCD, is there any advice you want to give them that might avoid some of what we've heard on the programme today? So,
well, absolutely. If you have some ALDC merchandise, if it's not genuine, if it hasn't been bought either at Perform or at an event in the UK that she may have done, or directly from the Abby Lee Dance Company in Los Angeles and shipped over to Ireland, please don't wear the counterfeit products, because it is a problem. For somebody who has a brand that is worthwhile, it's hard for them to protect it in a worldwide basis. And, you know, the last thing that I want, the last thing that Miss Abby wants, is for somebody to be upset by it. But, you know, she gets upset when she sees it's just the same as music copyright and music piracy. You know, she sees somebody taking her livelihood out of her pocket.
All right, we're back after this.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
That's all we have time for today and indeed this week. Ciarán Cullen was on sound, the broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins, and Nadine Maloney produced. Annette Egan is the series producer of Liveline. I'm Colm O'Mungine. Stay tuned for Shea Byrne next.
0818 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe at rte.ie.